In Matthew chapter 13, we can see what may be construed as just another day in the life of Jesus. Verse 1 tells us that on that day Jesus went out of the house and was sitting by the sea, and a great multitude gathered to him, so that he got into a boat, sat down, and the whole multitude was standing on the beach, and he spoke these things to them in parables. In the previous chapter, we see Jesus was there in the synagogue, and after healing the man with a withered hand, it infuriated the Pharisees so much that Jesus withdrew himself while they discussed among themselves just how they might destroy him. So here in this chapter, we see that Jesus brings the synagogue to the people. And we see him teach in a way that we may not have seen before, that people may not have heard before, and that is the way of parables. We understand parables as earthly stories with heavenly meanings. In the original Greek language, we see the word parabole, which simply means to cast aside or to compare, to make comparison. We see here in this text that Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to seven either situations or objects. The number seven, as we know, depicts completeness or fullness. Each of these seven parables concerning or representing the coming kingdom of God. Some commentaries that I saw said that these seven parables describe the seven characteristics of the seven churches of Asia. It would be an interesting study. I can't confirm or deny that. But let's look at the first parable that Jesus shares there, is the parable of the sower. And he shared with them and said, "Behold, the sower went out to sow, and when he had sowed some seeds, it fell on the road, and the birds came and ate them up. And others fell upon the rocky places where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun had risen up, they were scorched up, and they had no roots, they were withered away. And others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. And others fell on good soil, and it yielded some crop, 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears, let him hear." We see there in verse 10 that his disciples came to him and asked him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered and said to them, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted. For whoever has to him much more will be given, and he shall have in abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing, they do not see, and while hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, 'You will keep on hearing, but you will not understand, and you will keep on seeing, but you will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull, and their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes, and they have, lest they should with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and I should heal them.'" Then later we see that after Jesus shares the parable of the leaven, it says here that all these things Jesus spoke to them, to the multitudes in parables, he did not speak to them without a parable, so that he was speaking through the prophet, whose words might be fulfilled, saying, "I will open my mouth in parables, and I will utter things hidden since the foundation of the world." We see there that he was also fulfilling the prophecy concerning David. Jesus shared these things with them in a way that they could understand. These were common people, people who worked the land, therefore sharing the comparison of soils, they could understand. The next parable we see that Jesus shares with them is the tares and the wheat. And it says here, he presented another parable to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while the men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went away. But when the wheat sprang up and bore again, the tares became evident also. And the slaves of the landowner came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow seeds in your field? And then how does it have tares? And he said to them, an enemy has done this. And the slave said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? And he said to them, no, at least while you are gathering up the tares, you may uproot the wheat with them. Allow both to grow together until the harvest, and at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather up the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them up, and gather the wheat into my barn. Much like the first parable that Jesus shares, seeds are being sown, seeds of the kingdom. In the first parable, we see there that the contrast between the different soil types either allows the seed to flourish, or allows it to be burned up or eaten by the birds. In this parable here, Jesus shares that the men, although they planted good seed on good ground, an enemy came and sowed seeds, weeds, if you will, and instead of allowing them to uproot the good crop or the bad, he says here to let them grow together, let them flourish. But when it comes time for harvest, then they will be separated and the tares will be thrown into the fire. The next parable we see that Jesus shares is the mustard seed. And it says in verse 31, he presented another parable to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. And this is the smaller than all the other seeds, but when it is full grown, it becomes larger than the garden plants. It becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. This brief parable here shares that even though it may be a small, almost insignificant seed that is sown, it grows and it flourishes and it actually becomes larger than all the other plants, and the birds of the air come to take refuge in it. This here is depicting the kingdom of heaven, the coming of the church, and those that will gather to her will take refuge in her branches. Here we find ourselves some 2,000 years later in that kingdom, here in Harlan, Indiana. The next parable that Jesus shares is the parable of 11. In verse 33, it says, and he spoke another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and did in 3 pecks of meal until it was all leavened. We see here in this passage, and this may be the only one, or maybe one of few, texts where leaven is presented as a good thing and not something evil or sin. But something we know about leaven or yeast, that once it takes hold and takes effect, it changes the structure of what was there. And just like in our lives, the kingdom of heaven needs to make a change, needs to transform what we are. The next parable that Jesus shares is that of the hidden treasure. Verse 44, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid, and from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. The next one, the costly pearl, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls, and upon finding one pearl of great value, he sold all that he had and bought it. With both of these parables, we see here that something of great value was found, that both these individuals, nothing is going to stand in their way to obtain it. Then lastly, we see the parable of the dragnet. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet cast in the sea and gathered every kind of fish. And when it was filled, they drew up on the beach and they sat down and gathered the good fish into the containers, but the bad they threw away. So will it be at the end of the age, the angels shall come forth and take out the wicked from among the righteous and will cast them into the furnace of fire, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. All seven of these parables depict something coming in the future. These were pre Jesus' death, pre the day of Pentecost, but now today we are in the age of the kingdom. Jesus' death and resurrection has come and went. The day of Pentecost, the gospel message was shared with the people. The people of Jesus' day did not understand many of these things, neither did some of his disciples. But at the day of Pentecost and thereafter, they finally understood. Today, we find ourselves in the kingdom. More importantly than that, we are found around his table, gathered here to consider his death, burial, and resurrection. And the things that Jesus shared in these seven parables, I believe, can be a test for even us today. We need to ask ourselves, what's the condition of your spiritual soil? Is it still the same as when the gospel message was first shared with you? Is that seed you're sitting on top being scorched by the noonday sun? Is it laying there waiting for the birds to take it away? Or have you cultivated your soil with the Word of God? Have you nourished it? Have you watered it? Maybe, and I hope not, are we a tare growing among the wheat? Do we look close enough to the wheat? But unfortunately, when the day of harvest comes, we will be separated from the wheat, bundled and thrown into the fire. Do we take refuge in the branches of the kingdom, much like the birds in the mustard seed parable? The next two parables of something precious. Do you find the kingdom so precious? Do you find your faith so precious that nothing will stand in your way to obtain it and keep hold of it? Then lastly, the judgment. The parable of the dragnet, the good fish or brought up with the bad fish, separated, sorted, and again cast into the fire. Our Father and God in heaven, we thank you, Lord, so much for this day you bless us with. We cannot thank you, Lord, enough for this time that we can meet around your Son's table and remember his death, burial, and resurrection, Lord, that we thank you, God, so much for sharing all these things with us about the coming of your kingdom, Lord, that we can learn from all these things even yet today, Lord, that although the people then may not have understood, Lord, but today, hopefully, that we can have our eyes open and our ears open, Lord, and think from these things and apply them to our lives, Lord, that we can keep our spiritual soil cultivated, Lord, and let that seed flourish. And just please, God, Lord forbid that we may be a tare among the wheat. And help us, Lord God, to take refuge in the kingdom, in your church. And allow the leaven of the word to grow in our lives, Lord, that we may flourish and even spread that gospel message, Lord, to all those we come in contact with. And help us, Lord God, to guard that gospel message, Lord, that something so precious that nothing will stand in our way to obtain it and keep it. And just please, Lord God, be with us, forgive us for when we sin and fall short, Lord, that come that day of judgment when we are gathered up, that we will not be cast away to the bad, but brought before your throne, Lord, and be told, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We thank you, Lord God, so much for who you are and everything you do for us. In Jesus' name. Amen.